This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. 9 members of President Bush's cabinet travel across the country today as the Bush administration works to demonstrate its faith in the nation's air service, a day after the president announced sweeping airport security measures welcomed by airline employees during a rally in Chicago. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The president came to Chicago's O'Hare Field during a nearly picture-perfect day. There were clear blue skies and hundreds of chanting, flag-waving airline employees. They gathered before a stage framed by a United Airlines jet on one side, an American Airlines plane on the other. At the podium, the president outlined safety measures and encouraged Americans to fly.
Get on the airlines. Get about the business of America.
As the president spoke, commercial jets took off nearby.
That's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Under the president's proposals, video cameras will be placed in planes. Cockpit doors would also be strengthened. Alaska Airlines pilot John Simmons says that measure was long overdue.
I think if that had been in place, you know, September 11th, we'd be talking a different story right now. So I'm glad to see that.
United Airlines pilot Robert Posey welcomed the president's call for new technology that would allow air traffic controllers to land a plane by remote control if necessary.
Having a safety net where somebody outside of a threatened airplane could activate that would certainly be a huge enhancement for safety for all those on board and all those on the ground.
However, another United pilot, Rick Martinez, had reservations.
I think I'm going to have to see a little bit more than just a speech by the president to prove to me that that's going to be something that can be done. But if that's the last resort and all of us are not at the cockpit controls, why not?
Noticeably missing from the president's proposals was one backed by many pilots, which would allow them to be armed. But United flight attendant Julie Martinez says,
I'm more inclined to be happy about the air marshals.
The president wants to dramatically increase the number of armed, plainclothes federal marshals on commercial flights. He would also have the federal government oversee security at the nation's airports. American Airlines ticket agent Lalana Trasblasio says that's a good idea.
And that way the airline will just focus on, you know, the airline business instead of security. Let's just leave security for the government.
The president says the federal government will also reimburse states who call up the National Guard to work at airport inspection stations. Mike Roberts, a United Airlines computer analyst, said the administration's efforts can't hurt.
People are finding reasons not to fly right now rather than finding reasons to fly. And I think this will help get people back on the other side of the fence.
That's exactly the president's hope as he and the airlines work to assure the public that flying in an airplane is safe now and will become even more secure. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.